From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Robert Gavin reports for the Albany Times-Union that Albany County Assistant District Attorney Stephen Sharp is getting a paid week off in early August as punishment for secretly working on appeals cases for high-profile Albany defense attorney Cheryl Coleman. Times Union story about the extra freelance employment led District Attorney Davis Soares to impose the taxpayer-funded sanction against Sharp. The 33-year-old assistant district attorney makes $112,164 a year as bureau chief of the General Felony Unit. Cecilia Walsh, a spokesman for Soares, said in an email August 8th, and I quote, "Assistant District Attorney Stephen Sharp was placed on paid leave amid an ongoing inquiry. We will not be providing further details as this matter is ongoing," end quote. Lawyer Matthew Hugg is trying to get a verdict thrown out because of the conflict of interest. Jordan Przinski of Latham's conviction in April for attempted murder is being challenged. Hugg wrote to the judge on July 15th, and I quote, "The selection of ADA Sharp to provide appellate services to attorney Coleman's firm is alarming in and of itself. There are dozens of local lawyers in the criminal defense bar that provide appellate services, many of whom would undoubtedly accept an offer to assist in the writing of appeals. But instead of choosing any of these available attorneys, Attorney Coleman decided to secretly retain ADA Sharp," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports that a Greenville student was arrested for making a threat regarding school campus safety. The unnamed 15-year-old Greenville student made the threat August 3rd. The student was issued an appearance ticket for the Greene County Probation Department. The Greenville School Board has been discussing putting a school resource officer in campus since the Parkland, Florida school shooting last winter. Read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News Network. Madison Ilsler reports in the Albany Times-Union, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the Working Farm Protection Act last week to make active farmland affordable and accessible. The bill was sponsored by Assemblymember D.D. Barrett, who represents parts of Columbia and Dutchess County. Barrett said in a statement, and I quote, "Ensuring working farms pass from one generation to the next is one of the best ways to maintain our state's proud agricultural heritage. With the enactment of the Working Farm Protection Act, state assistance payments toward this goal are now a permanent option and have strengthened our existing farmland protection laws," end quote. Land trusts can now use state funds to purchase development rights that land in the hands of farmers. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that as of August 6th, there were 15 days this year when the temperature hit 90 degrees or above, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Ray O'Keefe. Last year, there were only 8 days when the mercury reached 90 degrees, and 10 is the average. The 35-year veteran meteorologist said, and I quote, "Yes, hitting 90 degrees on August 6th is 10 to 12 degrees above normal, but measured relative to record days, it is not extreme, and we're not pushing any records at this point," end quote. But the heat does not help local crops. Cooperation Extension regional agronomy educator Aaron Gabriel said this week, and I quote, "When the temperature hits 83 degrees, corn will not grow any faster," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org.